So, when I first moved out, my mantra for myself was no fun, no enjoyment. My
why?
mantra
But
when I
why?
moved out was just productivity. We're in our independent girl era. We're gonna grind, work hard. So, no need for fun, right? My way of like kicking it back after a long day of working was to work even more, but with just some juice, right?
Work a
With just
little
some
less
like
hard.
some juice at night, right? And so that meant like I had no TV the past 2 months. And also on top of that, not only do we work hard, you also are not allowed to like have like comfort. So I had no
Right,
AC
right.
for the past 2 months,
Uncomfortable,
right?
hard, uncomfortable work.
Right. That's my mantra for the past 2 years. So like if you are from New York and you're aware of like global warming, it has been really hot for the past 2 years, right? And I'll be
Yeah.
sweat like dripping every single day,
Yeah,
just
she's not
living life in
lying.
my apartment. And I'll be like thumbs up, sweating through the pain, but like
Yeah.
I wouldn't like do anything about it, right? Because a fan
Yeah.
is fine, having no TV is fine.
You had like some guests over recently and they were like just deteriorating in
Yeah, they were. You know that episode of SpongeBob
the
when like it's the movie where Patrick and SpongeBob are just like underneath the lamp and they're just like dead. That's me every day. But
They're like
anyway,
saying
so I
their
had
bios, yeah.
no TV, no AC. But then recently, Mashun got me a Nintendo Switch, right? And
Shout out
that
him.
really struck a little chord in me. And I was
Right.
like, all right,
What
it's
happened?
time to get a TV. It's time to get a TV because
Wow.
Nintendo Switches, like obviously you can play by yourself, but it's also fun to play with another person. And you can
Facts.
only play with another person if you have like a TV to mount it on, right?
Not true, but
So
you know, it like it enhances the experience, you
it
know?
enhances the experience, right?
Right.
And so I was like, all right, let me get a TV. I got the TV from my parents' house, so it's not like a brand new one. And then I was like, all right, obviously I can't put the TV on the ground, so let me get a TV rack.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, now that we're like on this
Yeah.
boat, might as well
Yeah,
get
we're
an
on a
AC
roll.
too while we're at it, right?
Damn.
So, back to back, I got all these different things to
Yeah.
really,
Ba
bring some sort of comfort in my life
Right,
and,
live,
not work
as a human.
24/7. Yeah,
Right.
be a human, have the human experience. So, I feel like that needs like a little clap, like a little like
Yeah,
applaud.
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you.
you have like a moral like something that like you've learned.
Work hard, but play harder.
Wow, you want to tell them
Yeah.
about like all your like fossils in Animal Crossing? Or no?
No, that's for another day. That's
Okay,
another day.
stay
Yeah,
tuned.
yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for returning to our podcast, Difficult-ish. Difficult-ish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. My name is Mosh Noon.
Are you sure? The way you just rushed through that was crazy.
Sorry, it's a long day.
My name is Mahua.
Mahua, who and Masnoon,
Right, never mind.
and
Never mind.
together we're difficult-ish. Listen, 5 stars, okay? Review
Right.
us, 5 stars.
First and foremost.
Apple, Spotify, Instagram, Threads, whatever you want. 5 stars. Follow. Keep in touch. Say hi. Say hello.
All right. So, as you guys know, we are on episode 98,
Oh
right?
my God.
We are officially 2 episodes away from episode
Episode
100.
100.
At the end of this episode, we're going to tell you which emoji to comment on our Friday post. But
Yeah.
before that, comment what you think our 100th episode is going to be on, because we would love to hear your thoughts and to see like what you guys have been thinking about that we should do and if it's right. So make sure to comment that on our post. But anyway, we wanted to do an episode today, mostly like a Q&A of like a refreshment, get to know us. If you are a new listener, we have been getting those in the past few months. Who are we? Who is
Who am I?
really Mashun? Who is really
I don't
Mahua?
know.
What's under there, right?
Wow.
So we thought we'd do a little refreshment Q&A. Mostly the questions are about me because
She's a
Mashun, I don't
superstar.
know why,
No, we can
wanted
say it. She's a
me to
superstar,
dedicate this
okay?
episode.
I'm the supporting act. I just help her out. I just shine the light on her. But she's Mahul Khan. She is Labyrinth, okay? We don't have to, like, hide any secrets, you know, like, you guys are... You're
But, yeah, on my story, I posted a little Q&A. People sent in questions. We also posted it on the Difficult Dish. So, you know, we got a few questions for both of us.
First question that we're starting off with, someone had the audacity to ask, who's the other guy on the podcast? So I ask you, Labyrinth Ave, can you please like introduce like your co-host to like, you know, like everybody?
We're only 98 episodes in, so I guess it's an honest mistake if they don't know. Right. So if you guys didn't know, you know, 2 years ago, basically at this point, I had to basically give Mashun, as in my co-host right now, a whole like PowerPoint on why we should start a podcast and why we should do it right away and what we should talk about, right? Took a little bit of convincing, but then it turns out that he ended up being more on board than I was, right? And then he got right to it. But if you guys didn't know, Mashun and I have been together for over 3 years now. So
yeah,
this co-host of mine is also my bestie and my partner in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good intro. That was a good intro. Thank you.
If you guys didn't know,
it's right. Me. My name is Moshe Munir. I'm the co-host of this podcast.
We have a whole episode on how we met and, you know, the whole shindig, if you want to go deep for that.
The whole shebang-a-bang.
Yeah.
Next question. We got two questions. I'll put them like in one, okay? But you could like, it'd be like a part one, part two type of thing.
Okay, a little merger.
So question number two is all about inspiration, okay? So look, part one of this question is, what inspired you to start the podcast? And then part two of the question is, what inspires your artwork? Clothing, paintings, all that art stuff. So tell us, what inspires you?
Well, I think both of us can answer these because, you know, we both have the podcast, and second, you're also an artist. I'll talk about what inspired the podcast. I think when I first thought of the idea, like 2 years ago, I have always been on a very big, like, well, not always, but, you know, in the past 2-3 years, I've been in a very big podcast kick, especially after I moved out. I like listening to things and just learning new things. And I just realized that there was kind of a gap in the podcast industry. I mean, a gap in any media, really, where there isn't really as much positive South Asian representation. And there isn't a platform where people can talk freely about topics that they haven't listened to or talked about before in the past. So I think I just wanted a place to just talk about things that haven't been brought to the spotlight before. And, you know, that's why I wanted to create it with my bestie. And I also wanted like a two perspective thing. So I wanted the woman's perspective on things and then also Mashun's perspective on things. And we obviously wanted also to have it not be so serious, but also have serious topics. Because if you guys have listened to our episodes before, we're, you know, kind of like silly geese. So, yeah. You know.
And that's like the whole mantra of the podcast is the fact that we can talk about something super dumb or something that's super serious. And we always just want to treat everything very lightheartedly because I think a lot of us can relate on the fact that, you know, it can be tough growing up as South Asian youth in today's world. Always trying to balance like understanding our family, trying to get our family to understand us, everything that comes along with living this life. And it can be very tarnishing. It can be difficult. And we just wanted to, you know, like, just make things a little bit lighter for everybody. Because growing up is a beautiful thing. Maturing is a beautiful thing. Learning more about yourself is a beautiful thing. It doesn't always have to be, you know, disheartening and just hard. You know, so that's kind of why I'm going to start podcasts. And also, like, Mo and I have differing views and just, like, upbringings and opinions on just so many things. And it's fun to have, like, conversations about stuff that maybe we both bring in, like, two sides of
of just like a topic and can talk about it well together.
How you feel about having a podcast with me?
I just explained. I love it. I love having a podcast with you. I was about to say, like, I'm very excited to do this together, like, in person. Soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Wow.
Because as you guys, if you guys don't know, we have been doing this. I have been from Florida. Mo has been from New York for the last 98 episodes. The goal is by next season.
Oh, wow. You're going to drop a gem just like that?
I mean, look. All I'm saying is, like, we're not staying like this forever. Okay. We're gonna be much closer soon. So that I'm very excited for.
A little too close, huh?
Yeah. Wow. All
right. Second part. What inspires my art? What inspires my clothing? Mm-hmm. What inspires, you know, my creativity? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is from my childhood, and a lot of it is from my roots and my culture. So there are obviously a lot of times where I feel burnt out and I feel like I don't have that much creativity in me just because I have so many different mediums that I work on, which is, you know, like traditional art that I work on. And then there's also the designs that I work on for my clothing. And then there's also like my social media that I work on, storytelling and things like that. So sometimes it's hard to pour so many different ideas into so many different things because, you know, each medium is a different purpose for me. But I think I get a lot of inspiration from music. I love listening to like Bangla music when I'm feeling drained and I want to get some inspiration. I also kind of like when boredom comes upon me, I don't try to distract myself by like playing a game or, you know, doing this and that to like not be bored anymore. I like being in that boredom and like taking time alone and silence to think of new things because I feel like that's also a great time to be inspired. And I just love like new experiences and like talking to people, like learning new things from, you know, whether it be like someone older than me or someone from my family, and just like learning new parts about my culture and visiting new places that remind me of home. So yeah, a lot of different things. I also love looking at like baby pictures and like childhood pictures, and I'm like, oh wow, that's like a nice little memory that I forgot about, and then it like, you know, tumbles into like a whole new idea and inspiration and all this and that, you know.
Yeah, I think it's also like a core tenet of you is like, you know, you went to school for like children's education, like you wanted to be a teacher your whole life, and mm-hmm. I think like the attributes of being a teacher like spill into like everything that you do. Like I think apart from all of like the physical inspiration being like music or like photos or whatever, like you always just want to help people, you know, and you always want to just help people be more confident in themselves and more understanding of themselves, and like that bleeds into everything. That bleeds into your artwork, that bleeds into the podcast, like all That's like true. The reels that you make, TikToks that you make, YouTube videos you make. It's all about just like helping people get closer to like themselves.
Yeah, it's so interesting how like for undergrad, I majored in English and minored in bio. And then for graduate school, I did childhood education. And, you know, there are so many jobs that you can get with those degrees, like a teacher with English, you can maybe write for a newspaper or write for something. For me, I obviously did none of that. I went into like a completely different route. And a lot of people think that, you know, my degree went to waste or whatever it is. But I feel like I use my degree in so many different ways every single day, even if it is like not the norm on how people would usually use it. But I think that, you know, for example, like the work that I'm doing in Bangladesh, where I'm getting scholarships for so many different kids, like that's a part of my childhood education degree. And I feel like I'm fulfilling that part, you know. And then my English degree that I got in undergrad, like I write every single day, and that's like a big part of my work as well, you know. So it's so interesting how the world works and those parts of me are still in there, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's just like how the world flows nowadays. Like I was having this conversation with someone recently how like, you know, like life isn't so like linear as maybe it was in the past, where like, you know, you go to school for something and then you work a job for what you went to school for, and like that is how you you know, make yourself proud, and that is how you, you know, accomplish what you're passionate about. Where it's like, mm-hmm. just because you went to school for something, just because, like, you know, like whatever, like just because you went to school for something doesn't mean that you have to get a 9-to-5 job in that thing. Like, you can fulfill those passions of yours doing whatever it is that you like. Like, for you, like, you don't have to be a teacher to help kids. You can help kids in so many other ways, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's your inspiration for your art?
I mean, same type of thing. I think it's I think growing up, I always wanted somebody to understand me. And, you know, it was always difficult for me to talk about myself with others because I really didn't understand myself yet. And it was just hard for me to explain to somebody else, like, why I operate the way I do or why I move the way I do. And I recognize now that I'm older that, you know, a lot of, like, young boys between, like, 15 to 18 just, like, struggle with, like, starting, just, like, don't know how to start learning about themselves. And, like, they get so caught up with everything that's around them and, like, peer pressure from their friends. And, you know, all their time goes to tending to their family or, like, whatever it is that, like, they just get so behind on the track of, like, learning and understanding oneself. And I think a lot of my artwork is based on just, like, you know, make, like, reminding people that, like, you're on your own timeline. Like, your timeline is not somebody else's timeline. And, you know, understanding yourself and learning more about yourself is a beautiful thing that I definitely don't want, like, young boys to ever skip out on. You know, so yeah, same thing. Like, it's just based on, like, my childhood. And, like, I started taking it a lot more serious once, like, I met you, and I was just influenced by how dedicated you are to representing your Bengali culture. As you guys know, I didn't care about much of that stuff for a long time. Until I met this one, and she's rubbed off on me. So now when it's people so mispronounce my name, like, Mashlun. My name is Mashlun. Yeah. Like, oh, can I call you Mash?
Before they can even say it.
No, Mash.
They can't even say your name.
No, Mash.
But it's so interesting to me to see, like, different creative processes from different artists. Like, obviously, I have my way of inspiration and making art, but I love the way that you also do it because it's different from mine. And you're just, like, in your own world when you're doing it, you know?
And yeah.
It's so cool to see.
And I think, like, I'm kind of, like, 50-50 between, like, a lot of the writing that I do and a lot of the paintings I do are really just for me. You know, like, I can say as much as I want, like, oh, you know, I do this so, like, other people can be inspired by my work and, you know, other people can be, like, positively influenced. But I think at the end of the day, every artist should create art for themselves first. And then, like, everything else is second. And I always try to keep that close, you know, because there's so many things that I've made that I love and that makes me happy, and because that makes me happy makes me so much more motivated to share it to the world and share it to other people.
Very important
for me.
Feel you. Next question.
Okay, I got one. Can you please tell us where the heck Labyrinth Ave comes from? Labyrinth Ave. Where does this name
like this question come so from? Much.
Labyrinth Ave? What does that even mean?
All right. So basically, let's get to the bottom of this, right?
Tell me. I need to know.
So originally when Instagram came out, I was thinking of usernames, right? And I was, what, like 14 or something or 15?
Yeah.
And I really loved the book Looking for Alaska. If you guys know, you know,
John Green,
you know, Mr. John Green really came through with that one.
My boy.
And there was a word in there that I really liked, and it was a labyrinth, right? And there's different layers to this, right? Okay. So I learned about the word from that, and then I searched up the meaning, and I love the meaning because it's essentially like a maze, right? And when you're at that age, you want to be mysterious. You want to be like undiscovered. So I was like, that's literally me. And I'm like, I'm Labyrinth. I'm the Labyrinth. Like, you cannot figure me out. Like, you don't know who I am, right? And then on top of that, I also really liked the singer Labyrinth. So you guys know him from Euphoria. You guys, you know. Nope. Me, I've been known him.
Facts.
I really liked. So, you know, that was the origin of Labyrinth. So my Instagram became like Labyrinth, but with an X instead of an A, right? So then when I made my art Instagram, I wanted it to be an extension of that because, you know, obviously. So then I was thinking, obviously, it can't just be Labyrinth. What can I add after that? So I was like with my family and best friends in like Manhattan one day, and I was thinking of like what to add after that. And I was just like looking at different street signs, you know. I was looking at, you know, like Labyrinth Street. Nah, that doesn't sound good. Labyrinth, like Union, I don't know, like Labyrinth, Labyrinth
Circle.
Labyrinth Circle. So then finally we landed on Labyrinth Ave.
And I was like,
flows off the tongue, and then you know, that's when it started.
Wow. So it's just like a combination of like a word that you like and avenue.
Yeah. And now my whole business is I didn't know around that. It's so crazy because like people start a business not really putting too much attention to the name, and then whatever happens, it gets big, and then it's stuck with them.
Yeah.
But I love it. You know, I feel like it shows my origin.
Yeah, I feel like when you're like super, super duper famous with a trillion followers, there's going to be like all these people going to be making like conspiracy theories like, where does Labyrinth Ave come from? Like, nobody knows. It's just like a word you like.
It's so cute. I remember when Mashun came to New York a few years ago, he wanted to take a picture in the famous spot where I thought of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. If you guys need business ideas, just take like your favorite word and then like a road. Like, I'm going to make
literally like a child could have done it.
Like Chicken Tenders Boulevard. That's my new business. Mac and Cheese Square. Okay.
Shut the hell.
All right.
Can you imagine if we did that with our podcast name? Where did our podcast name come from? You want to talk about that for a sec?
I mean, I could explain for like a long time.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
But to like sum it up, it's funny because I posted a TikTok yesterday about like how in last episode we talked about for birthdays a lot of the time like South Asian families will like sacrifice goats on like the other side of the world.
Like Muslims, yeah.
And somebody commented was like, honestly, this has never happened to me and I've never heard of this. Right. And I saw it and I like giggled a little bit because it kind of like reinforces like the idea of the podcast, which is like, there are just so many things about our culture that, like, whether you're from our culture or, like, not, like, I feel like there's so many things that I just don't have the ability to share with people that, with just people around me, because I just know that they won't get it, you know? Mm. And alongside that, it's, like, whether it comes to things like trying to understand our family, trying to understand decisions that, like, people in our lives have made, a lot of it can be difficult, but as you grow up, as things become clearer, as your understanding for the world becomes larger, you understand, you come to realize that a lot of these thoughts and ideas are not as difficult as they may seem to be. So I guess that's kind of where it comes from. Just like being a little bit motivational for like South Asian youth to be like, hey, like we'll be okay. Like, it's not that hard. Like, it's like a little difficult. It's like difficult-ish. Like, it's like a little difficult, but like not that difficult.
But like ish, right? Yeah. Good explanation.
And it just like flows off the tongue, you know? Like, we had so many just like cringy names that thank God we didn't go with anything else. I'm so glad. I'm so happy that our name is just like, it's kind of stupid. it's like the Mac and Cheese podcast. It's like, it's just like a word. Just made it up. And I also like that we have the Instagram handle Difficult Dish. I think that was also a selling point.
Yeah.
I got a question. Kind of going back in life a little bit. Mm. Let's take life back to when we were 18. Okay.
Oh wow.
Let's say you got 18-year-old Mahua sitting right next to you. Right next to you. There you go. Oh.
Wow.
What if you only had like, you know, like 2-3 minutes with her, like what advice would you have?
Oh damn.
For her. God. But like not super long, just like stuff that like, you know, like the big points. Like the big, like large points that you just want her to remember. 18 years old.
Well, there's a lot, right?
There's a lot. Can't there's a lot.
Say one advice.
But, okay. But you can.
I think one thing is know your self-worth enough to know that the friends and people that you surround yourself with, you have to leave, even though you're so wow. used to their company. And you will find change. Better people at the end when you give that self-respect to yourself.
Love yourself. Love yourself yeah, first.
Love yourself first.
Then
not
the love
second.
Will come. Then the love will come, not second.
Right.
That's a good one.
Second, I think it's okay to be uncertain with the direction that you're heading in life, career-wise or whatever it is, but still work hard in whatever your temporary decision is in that moment and just like do a lot of self-reflection on what you like and what you want to do in the future.
Yeah. Facts. Oh god. Yeah, third one's the charm.
Let's do a third one. The money that you earn is not disposable, because I feel like at that age we're throwing money quick, you know. We don't have bills to pay for, we don't really have that many expenses to care about, so we're just like spending it.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to have better spending habits or money habits. Make sure to save up your money, but on top of that, make sure to learn how to actually store or invest your money in a better way, so it's not just like gone and easy to use when you want it, you know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. You heard me? Yeah. Loud and clear, huh?
Loud and clear.
How about you?
All right. Look, I'll yeah. keep this short and sweet.
He never keeps it short and sweet.
Advice number one. Life is long. Okay? Everybody tells you life is short, they're lying. Life is very long. You have a lot of time. You have a lot of room to fall. You have a lot of space to make mistakes. It's okay. You don't gotta know what to do with your life at 18. Who does? I didn't.
Right.
Who the hell does? Did you? You right. know what you were gonna no. do at 18?
No. No.
Number ask. Two. Number two. Stay humble. Okay.
Big.
Number two. You're never as smart as you think you may be.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's always going to be people smarter than you. Always going to be people that are going to work harder than you. Always going to be people that got more money than you. Never be entitled. Okay, you got so much work to do. You got so much to learn. And number three, I'm going to contradict what you said. It's okay to be a little reckless with money, okay?
Oh, wow.
Understand. I think my advice is understand money. Like, understand it. That doesn't mean you gotta save every penny, but like, know what money is, know how money works, realize that like there's more than $1,000 in the world. I think when I was 18, I thought there was so little money in the world, you know, like I thought like there was just because
everyone gets $1
because I would get a pay raise from $8 to $8.50, and I used to think that was like so big. You know, and yeah. I think making those types of like promotions, it makes your outlook on money is just so minuscule. There's so much money in the world, and there's so much to learn about money. Just understand money. If you want to spend recklessly, just know what you're doing.
Good.
For me,
I feel you. It's a good one.
And a bonus one.
Wow.
Take your health serious, okay? Don't eat McDoubles and chocolate chip cookies every single day, okay?
Right. He knows. He knows from experience.
I know from experience. All right, this is a question from the questions, but I got a question.
Oh, wow.
Feel me? Feel me? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, you don't got to say, like, you know, like, specifics, but, like, just, like, generally. Like, what do you hope to see when you're, like, 30?
You know, I actually made my 5-year plan the other day. A little manifestation journal. I see buying or paying off my parents' house.
Mm.
I see me being married.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm going to be 30 then, right?
Goodness gracious.
I see me with a successful business.
Facts.
And
I thought you were going to say baby. A successful baby.
I think just like all the fruits of my labor that I've been working on for the past 4 years, like
forever.
I think I'll see the actual fruits.
Fruits. Of it, you know? Like what kind of fruits? Like
the fruits will papayas. Be bloomed. Will be papayas. Some mangoes.
Guava.
Right.
This is a good one.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I mean, I know, but I'm not gonna share.
So why the hell did you make me share just now?
No, I'll share. Like, I'm just letting y'all know that like I have this like thought about, but like I'll share generally. You know, I see myself successful, and I see myself purchasing my parents a home. I see myself just being a very experienced man. Like I want to like know how to do like a bunch of stuff. Like I want to become like a chess grandmaster. I want to be like a pro billiards player. I want to like know like everything. I want to be married too. Yeah. Oh, I want to see myself like in Monaco, just like with like a nice like linen, like linen shirt with like some Birkenstocks, just like walking by the pier. You know,
some relaxing,
some nice pomade in my hair, and just. You know, like enjoying all the fruits of my labor. You know,
what do you got? Coconuts?
No coconuts. Some figs? Probably got some strawberries.
Strawberries, nice strawberries.
Yeah,
labor.
All right, I got one that I think we can end things off on. I think this is a question that you get very often, but I would love for you to answer it. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey pursuing creative endeavors growing up in a Bangladeshi household?
Wow.
And how you've gotten to the place you are today.
That's something else, huh? That's something else.
But I think as you know, it's something that a lot of people think about, a lot of people question, and a lot of people want to hear how other Bengali people answer the question. Because what you say can actually be very beneficial towards somebody trying to do the same thing.
Agreed. I think growing up in elementary school, I was in a lot of arts, so my parents put me in a lot of extracurriculars, and I was very lucky for that because, you know, as immigrant parents that was working very hard, laborious jobs, we didn't have that much money put aside just for extracurriculars for me and my brother, but, you know, they still did it because they thought it was important. So I was in, like, karate, I was in singing, I was also in, like, swimming, dance class, you know, harmonium class, like so many different things. and then after a certain age, so in like high school, I kind of stopped because I didn't see it as important anymore. And also I didn't really have as much time anymore. And in high school, I was in like AP, like art and drawing and English and things like that, which are like college level courses. I think at that age, my parents didn't really see those things as important as like math and science because that's what they wanted me to pursue. So I think that kind of discouraged me from pursuing it more professionally. So there was a time period after graduation in high school where I just like didn't do any art or anything creative because I just wasn't supported in that way. And I thought that I had to just like focus on, you know, school in like sciences. And then I just came to a point where I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it for fun and just have it as like a side hobby. And then it got to a point where I was doing it as a side hobby, but it was becoming more and more professional where I started selling art and doing things like that on top of the schooling that I was still a part of. So, you know, during this time I was working multiple jobs. I was doing my master's. I graduated early. So I did like all of the things that you're supposed to do as a brown kid, basically, like the traditional path. But on the side, I was also doing like all these untraditional things. And after I graduated from undergrad and even master's, my parents were like, all right, now it's kind of time to get your job. Now that you have your master's, like that's the next step in this traditional journey. But I think I just kept pressing on and on. And also it really helped that I moved out and like I can financially support myself wholeheartedly. So like regardless of what they wanted me to do, I still had the money to like support myself and do what I wanted to do. So I, even against like anyone's wishes, I still had so much faith in myself with my business and with my creative journey that I just decided to do that full time. So even now, like it's still sometimes hard because, you know, parents from our generation and from any culture, not even just South Asian culture, they don't understand like the online world. They don't understand how people get money from the arts or like from social media or from your business, like so many different things. And it's not as solid as like a traditional job that you make a solid income from every single month or 2 weeks. But and it's hard to sometimes continuously try to like prove your worth and prove how much you can do. But I think I'm getting better and better, and my parents are understanding more and more as time goes on. So I'm really glad that I, you know, stuck through with it and I didn't just give up when things were really hard and they did not understand things at all. And I'm just glad that I had it on the side with like my schooling and everything else that I was doing, because at least I still had that even if things went south. But yeah, it was definitely hard in the beginning and it still is sometimes, but it gets a lot better, especially I think when you start making more money and when your parents start realizing that it's more than just something you do for fun, you know, or even if it is something you do for fun and you have like a traditional job, you know, at least you kept going with it.
Yeah, I think moral of the story,
there's always a moral.
Chances are you're not going to get the support of your parents, and you got to accept that. Their lack of support comes from a lack of just understanding what you're even doing, not because they don't like you or what you're doing. They just don't get it, okay? So be okay with having the lack of support for a little bit as long as you stay true to your vision and you continue following your dreams. That is always first. Everything else is second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Good. Good, good. Thank you so much, Labyrinth, for joining the podcast today. We do this thing called 10-second advice towards like the end of our episodes. Usually my co-host
I was the one that brought up this idea to
give any advice.
Do you want to go first then?
I'd love to go first.
Go ahead.
You're gonna forget about yesterday every single day.
Oh wow. Because that
you're going to always forget about yesterday. And it is so fun to just spend some time in the present and to try your best to just like take in your surroundings, take in the sense, take in what you're seeing, because you're going to forget 99.9% of your life. And it's very sad. You don't want to forget everything that you live. So try your best to really stay present, really examine the life you're living, and to try to remember as much of today as possible.
Good one.
Yeah.
Be in the present, fellas.
Feel me?
All right, mine is... So I went to a
restaurant... Because a presence is a gift. Sorry, I had to say it. Sorry.
So I went to a restaurant the other day. It was a little group dinner, right? And yeah, I'm sitting at the table and people are ordering, right?
No, it's a story. I know what the advice is. You could just say it, okay?
Someone goes, all right, I'll take a salad. And the next person goes, all right, I'll take a salad too. And the next person, all right, I took a salad. So, like, the expectation for you is to also pick a salad, right? But here I am. You know what? Indeed, I'll take the hot chicken burger with the fried like. So, my advice is
what's the advice?
No point in being like the sheep. stand your ground.
Facts.
And if be you want the that, black
if
sheep.
You want that, if you want that triple cheeseburger with the super hot right. french fries, you get it.
You don't have to follow the grain. Do what in your heart chooses.
In a world of salad eaters, you get the burger. Okay.
Yeah. No need don't to follow, like. No need to path. Be embarrassed of what you want to eat. You know, like no why need. Would anyone make you feel bad about your hunger and your food choices? All right.
Speaking all right, from the
what,
heart.
What emoji should they comment on this week's post?
Maybe some burgers. You want some burgers?
Yeah, we'll get some burgers in there.
Throw some burgers in there. You know, shout out to all the all the burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, I got a call in 4 minutes. We got to end this podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Episode 98. Holy shit. Next one is 99 and number 100. Oh, my goodness gracious. We got some fun stuff going on. We do.
Yeah.
I promise. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Drop some burgers. And
we love you.
We'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye.
I love this.